That's the Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish us together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avimara of David Sibir of Yosef. And tomorrow's daf, we're doing Motzei Shabbos, doing Sunday's daf, because I'll be on a plane in the morning, Bez Hashem, to honor my brother, who's being honored at the Boca Raton Synagogue dinner tomorrow in Florida. One day in and out to Florida tomorrow, so I'd like to record the daf tonight. And thank you for joining me for daf nun. Hey, I'm not going to wish everybody a good vach again. Why not? Good vach to Chanachenka, Dr. Joe, David Yeshua, Gershon Eitan, Svika, Mordechai, John, Shoshone from Amherst, and Yitzchak Aryeh. Thank you for joining us on this Motzei Shabbos. Second daf of the two daf marathon. Here we go. Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Now, we've been discussing the issue of Tumas Eretz Ha'amimin. Is the Tumah of Tumas Eretz Ha'amimin because you're oheling on the dirt, but it's only the dirt that's tummy, but you're oheling on the dirt? Or no, even the airspace itself, which might depend on the reason. If the reason is because there's dead bodies in the Chutz La'aretz, so then it's all about the dirt. But if you're telling me, and we'll see what the difference is, let's say you go in the airspace, but you're in like a bubble, like you're in a spaceship, or you're in a plane over the airspace so the plane's going to block the oil. But if it's the airspace itself that was tummy, then you're going to be tummy anyway, even if you're in a plane, because at the end of the day, you're in the airspace. Says the Gemara, Leima Ketanoi. Let us say that this question of whether or not there's tumah on the gush or tumah only on the airspace, it's a machlokas tanayim. Because what do we learn in the Brice? Hanichnas la'aretz amen b'shida tevo migdal. Let's say a person goes into chutz la'aretz, enclosed in a box, large boxes that carry more than 40 sa'. So that's like an ohel, which will block the tumah. A kli that holds more than 40 sa' stops the tumah from coming. It's a kli eitz ha'asui lenachas. That when it's heavy, when it's filled up, it's not going anywhere. So such a kli, it does not makabel tumah and it blocks tumah. So, Rebbe Mitame, Rebbe's Rebbe Mitaher. So Rebbe says, if you fly in Tumas Eretz Amen, or in Chutz La'aretz, you're flying. So Rebbe says, you're Tame. Sounds like Rebbe holds, even the airspace is Tame. Rebbe Yehuda says, you're Tar, because it's only the Ohel over the Gush. And when you're in a box, there ain't no Tumas Ohel. Blocks the Tumas Ohel. Oh, my love, Rebbe Savim Misham Avira. Rebbe holds that the airspace is Tame. Rebbe Yehuda Savim Misham Gusha. It's all on the Gush. The Gemara is going to give three rejections to this. And the Rishonim have two different ways of understanding, but we're going to stick with the simple pshat, which is the second pshat in Tosis. Says the Gemara, lo, no. Dekulei Alma Mishum Gusha. Maybe both Rabbi and Rabbi Sirihuda hold that it's Ohel on the Gush. Well, if it's Ohel on the Gush, why in the world does Rabbi say your Tame? The box should block the Ohel. Mar Savar Ohel Zorek Shmei Ohel. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, who says Yatar, he holds that a moving Ohel is called an Ohel. However, what's the reasoning of Rabbi, who says you are Tamei, Umar Savar, Lo Shmei Ohel? A moving Ohel is not an Ohel, and therefore the box does not block the Tumas Ohel, because it's moving. And the Gemara is going to bring a proof that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we could distinguish between even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that a moving ohel is called an ohel, that's only if it's moving, but it's on somebody. But if it's just in airspace, even he would agree that it's not an ohel. V'atani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Tevashi Malaya Kele Muzraka Al Pnei Ames, if you have a box that's filled with vessels, and you chucked it over a dead body, Tameya. So if no one's holding it, even he agrees it's Tameya. But if there was a human being carrying it, and it went over a dead body, then it's Tahora. Because he considers that would be an Ohel. Ohel Zarek, Shemei Ohel. It's not called an Oel Zarek, according to him, if it's resting on somebody. So that's one answer. And if you want to give you another answer, no. Everyone agrees it's really Tuma on the airspace and not Ohel on the Gush. Not Ohel on the Gush. It's really the airspace. So, but they're arguing about this big box. Umar Savar came into Lo Shchicha Lo Gazer B'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's so unlikely that you're going to, you know, they didn't have airplanes in those days, so it's so unlikely that you're going to travel in a box over Chutz La'aretz. So the rabbis did not decree Tumas Avir if you're in a box. Umar Savar Aval Gavda Lo Shchicha Gazer B'Rabbanan. And Rebbe holds no, even though it's infrequent, nevertheless, there's Tumah D'Rabbanan on the airspace. And we'll bring you a proof that there's a difference between going in a weird way versus going in a normal way. V'atani went into the Brisa, Nichols Eres Amen B'Shitev Amigal Tar. If you go into Chutz La'aretz in a box, you're Tar, because it's ridiculous. No one does that. The rabbis never decreed. Milsin D'Lo Shchicha Lo Gazer B'Rabbanan. B'Karon V'Svin V'Skadah. But if you went in a wagon, or in a boat, or in a big boat, Tameh, that's normal. And therefore, it does convey Tuma on the Avir. Answer number three. V'yibay Seima, everyone agrees that it's on the Gush. And everyone agrees the Ohel, Zaraka moving Ohel, really should protect the Tuma. Hacha, really, Shema Yotzi Rosh Avruba L'Sham Pligi. So really, the Shida Tevo Migdal should protect the Tuma. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that if you're going in a wagon, even though you have a blockage, since we're afraid, maybe you'll stick your neck out the side and you come tummy. But if you go in a sheet of Teva Migdal, the rabbis never made it to keep because it's not normal to stick your head out. And Rabbi holds no, even if you go in a big box, the rabbis were afraid, maybe you'll stick your head out the window, and therefore they were metame you midrabanan, even if you didn't. Stick your head out the window. Right, but the Shitun Gubetzes writes, even Rebbe holds it's only tummy if it's a human being in there, because we're afraid a human being will stick your head out the window. But if you have Kalim in the Shita Tevah, then we're not worried that the Kalim are going to stick their heads out the window, because Kalim don't stick their heads out the window. And now the Gemara is going to bring a proof to this, that would make a distinction between whether you stick your head out the window or not. V'atanya, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, ha'nichnas la'aretz amin b'shit teva migdal, tar, if a person goes into chutz la'aretz in a big box, he's tar, ad sheyotzi l'sham rosho v'rubo. So a shita teva migdal, you're tar until you stick it out, but if you go out in a wagon, in a carriage, right away you're going to be tameh because it's the normal way to stick your head out. So all of this was the way the second pshat in Tosfos reads the Gemara. The first pshat in Tosfos is a whole different pshat, but we will hold off on that. Now, the Mishnah said that the days that a Mitzora is completing his sentence of being outside the Machaneh, meaning until it heals, and then the additional 7 days of the Sfira, all those days don't—they don't count for the nazirus, but they also don't reject it. So umaschil umona, right away when you finish the 7 days, you recount your nazirus. Amar Rav Chista, lo shanu. When do we say that the days of your tzaras do not count for your nazirus? El b'nazirus mu'etes. That's only a 30-day Nazirus. Avo b'Nazirus Meruba, but if you had a 100-day Nazirus, Misak Nami Sakanlai, then even the days you add to the Machaneh count. Why? What's the logic over here? Very simple, Rabbi say. When you're a nut, when you're a Mitzora, you got to shave your head. So if the whole Nazirus is only 30 days, and on day 20 you're shaving your head, what are you going to do? 10 more days later, you don't have enough hair to shave. You need 30 days of hair to shave. So that's why it doesn't count. But if it's 100-day Nazirus, and you became a Mitzora on day number 7, on day number 20, and now you got to count 7 days, whatever, or 14 days, or however many days, all those days of Tzaras actually count. They all count. It's not Tumas Mace. They all count. They count to the days of 100. As let's say if you got Tzaras after day number 20. So then even the days that you actually have Tzaras count towards your 100 days. Ask the Gemara, really, is that true? Masiv Rav Shravia. Rav Shravia said, no. Maschil Umona Miyad. A Nazir that becomes a Mitzorah in the middle of his Naziris. So he counts right away after he becomes Tar. Ve'ein Mevadah Ben Esakodmin. And the Tzaras does not get rid of the earlier day. Says Gemara, what type of Naziris we're talking about here? Bemai. Ilayim Ben Naziris Muetis. If you're talking about a Naziris of exactly 30 days, how could you say it's not Mevatel the earlier days? Of course it's Mevatel the earlier. Hakabai Gidl say, what do you mean? You got to count 30 over again. So what are you telling me? You don't knock out the earlier days. It certainly does. So it's not talking about Naziris Me'elolav, but Naziris Merubah. We're talking about 100-day Naziris. And yet it says on Maschil Monim Yad, it sounds you got to start counting over again. Sounds like the days of the actual, not that you have to start counting over again. It sounds like that the days of the Tzaras didn't count. The Gemara gives the obvious answer. Answers the Gemara, who Mosiv la? Rav Shravia was the one who asked the Kasha. V'hu Mefarik la? He gives the answer. B'Naziris bas chamishim yom. We're talking about not a 30-day Naziris and not a 100-day Naziris. We're talking about a 50-day Naziris. Oh, by the way, and it doesn't have to be 50. It means any Naziris that you have 30 or fewer days left after you finish your Naziris. So let's say he counted 20, and it's a 50-day Naziris, counted 20, and then he becomes a Mitzora. So he's going to shave his head. So when he's got to wait till the Tzaras is over, and then count another 30, but the days of his Tzaras don't count, because he shaved his head. You need 30 days of hair. B'Naziris Bas Chamishim Yom, the Yosef Esrin, let's say you already observed 20. V'esialda be tzaras, and then you got tzaras. Megaleach tzarato, so you got to shave your head for your tzaras. V'hodo Yosef tlasin yom denazir. And after you shave your head, then you start counting the 30 days of your nazirus. And you don't reject the days from before the tzaras, they count. D'ha islay gidl seyar, because if you count 30 days, you will have enough hair grown for 30 days. You won't reject your earlier days. And the days of your Tzaras don't count to the days of your Naziris because you need to grow your hair a minimum of 30 days in order to shave them off at the end of the Naziris. And if you count the Mitzora days, so then you won't have 30 days of Naziris because you can only count after you shave your head and you are Tahar. But if it's a 100-day Naziris, then you can count the Naziris days. Because if you're a day 20 now, and it's all the days of Tzaras count, because as long as you have from day 70 till day 100, so then they would count. The days of Tzaras would count to the days that are more than 30 days. Like, let's say, for example, a person accepts himself Naziris for 53 days. After 20 days, he gets Tzaras for 14 days. So some of the days of Tzaras are going to count. 3 days will count. And the other 11 will not count. Because you need 30 days. So says Tosfos. Because you need 30 days of Naziris. Okay, Rabosai, we are going to stop here. We'll see everybody, Bez Hashem, Monday morning from Masiv Rami Rachama. Monday morning at 7:05. Everyone should have a wonderful, a gute Woche, a great week, and a thank you very much for joining.